Les gens se font beaucoup moins de bien que de tort. Sur tes deux oreilles, tu dors encore. Si les pleurs sur les joues ont coulé, et le temps plus rien ne peut changer. Lorsque ce jour viendra et que je partirai, crois-moi.
You're tuned to the Temple Tent Revival on 95.9.
CKUW is supported by the Yellow Dog Tavern, making soggy friends since 2006. 386 Donald, closed on Sundays.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us, and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 MHz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, Room 4, CM11 at 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B, 2E9. You can also call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Seamus Hamilton Pattison speaking for the Board of Directors, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more great community radio.
And that is all very true. Thank you, Seamus. And you can also get a hold of me by sending emails to kits@ckuw.ca.
Hey there, I'm Juliana Young, host of Barking Dog, Thursdays from 2 to 4 p.m. on CKUW. Tune in for a guide of North American folk and roots music through the ages. Learn the history of traditional folk songs and hear new releases from contemporary artists. Hope you like banjo.
I hit the button just before I meant to, but I was saying one way to get a hold of me, myself, and I is kits@ckuw.ca. That's K-I-T-S. Or go to Facebook. Look for Kits Temple on Facebook. There's an Instagram with my name on it there, but I'm not very active on that page. I don't know my way around Instagram real well, but I know my way around a broadcast booth by now. It's been 10 years, or it will be in a month or a couple weeks, and I have a guest with me today who is very adept at finding his way around the broadcast booth. It's Sean Richens, who is helping us out with a little pass the mic. He was here a year ago, and he's back today. He might come back for our... We're having a little event the last Saturday that we have a show, a Temple Tent Revival show in December. That is our second December show will be, we'll have guests, and they'll be musical friends, and that's all I have to say about that for now. But if you want to participate, you can shoot me a line. Let's let Sean have a few words here. It is, after all, pass the mic.
Thank you, Kit. Before the station break, that was Alpha Rococo with the song La Fenêtre. So it's Alpha with an F, if anybody's typing that into YouTube to bookmark it for later. I'd like to go with something older, but also equally dear to my heart as music from back home. This is Kate and Anna McGarrigle with their song Heartbeats Accelerating. That was Kate and Anna McGarrigle with the beautiful Heartbeats Accelerating. Next song coming up, if you're a fan of the Violent Femmes, you would definitely want to check out Gaëtan Roussel and his band Louise Attack. He's got releases under both names. This song is a sweet song with a really sweet video called Dis-moi encore que tu m'aimes. Seven.
Sous les étoiles, on nous voit à peine. as-tu retrouvé les tiennes? Et si l'on rejouait toutes les scènes, dis-moi encore que tu m'aimes. Le soleil effleure les persiennes, les pluies vont être diluviennes. Sens-tu le parfum que le vent ramène? Dis-moi encore que tu m'aimes. Entends-tu la mécanique quand se déroule le générique? Et si l'on rejouait toutes les scènes, dis-moi encore que tu m'aimes. Et si l'on modifiait le thème, dis-moi encore que tu m'aimes. Tu m'aimes, la vie reste fragile tout de même, et ce trafic qui nous emmène. Et si l'on rejouait toutes les scènes, dis-moi encore que tu m'aimes. Et si l'on modifiait le thème, dis-moi encore que tu m'aimes.
Oh, yeah.
that was Asha Bonsley with Aaj Ki Raat Koi Aani Ko Hai. Can't say I remember which movie that's from, but I wouldn't have seen it. These are worth looking up on YouTube. Anyway, Asha Bonsley, the most recorded singer in history.
In history,
she's born, and second place is her sister.
Fantastic. Well, you know, we're going to be listening to some Beatles in this show a little later, and, you know, they're very, they've recorded a lot, and people have recorded their music a lot, but I guess, you know, India is a pretty populous place, mm-hmm. and easy to get those records in there for the most listeners, the most viewers, the most popular, and most recorded, and well done. And you're making you're helping to make this show the reflection of diversity that I aim for here in Temple Tent Revival. If I haven't mentioned it for a while, folks, you're listening to Temple Tent Revival on 95.9 Campus and Community FM radio, broadcasting from the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Canada. And we have a very special guest today in the studio. It's Pass the Mic here in the Temple, and I've got co-host Sean Richens. So all the selections today from 11:30 to 12:30 are Sean's. I'll take over the last half hour of the show again. That's when those Beatles might come around. And then after that, we've got Josh comes in at 1 p.m. with Flex Your Head. Flex it big time. It's lots of, you know, flexi loud music, and then there's a program of vocal music and choral music and singers and songwriters that Debbie brings our way at 2 p.m. She's on the air with the singers till 3 when it's time for Keeley with Eclectic Residence, and that is followed at 4 with some prog rock, yeah, Star Road Junction. So that's the afternoon here on 95.9, and let's turn the mic back over to Sean Richens.
Thanks, Kit. Yeah, I'd like to play a song from Anais Mitchell's musical Hadestown. You know, here at CKUW, I think it's safe to say that they don't throw something off the air just because it achieved success and actually made it to Broadway. So this is the song Why We Build the Wall. I would just comment on this. I first heard it when Billy Bragg introduced it to us and told us about this musical at the Folk Fest one year. And he played this song, and it's one of those amazing songs. I woke up the next morning and picked up my guitar, and I had the words and I had the music totally memorized. So this is Anais Mitchell's Why We Build the Wall from Hadestown.
We have and they have not. because they want what we have got.
It ended very abruptly. Maybe it's one of those things where you have to put it on, play the whole record, and they flow into each other. I don't know. So we're going to go on to the next song, I think. Is that right, Sean? Why did you say anything about what the next song is? I might as well bring you right in here and say something about the next song that we have lined up. Do we have something lined up?
Oh, lined up. Yep,
good. We have something lined up. Good. I'm very forgetful.
Okay, yes. Sorry, everybody, about that. I don't know what the machines did to our song there. Anyway, next, I'd like to do a PJ Harvey song from her album, Let England Shake. All I can say about this album is she must have written all of this on autoharp, because when I pick one up, everything just works. So this is In the Dark Places by PJ Harvey.
Down to mountains.
Yeah, that was PJ Harvey with In the Dark Places. And I'd like to close out with just one rap piece because I try to keep up with everything going on. And this is a really great album by Danger Mouse and Black Thought called Cheat Codes.
Well, gee, you're right. It's time for your last choice. I can't believe how fast it's gone by, Sean. I want to thank you so much for coming in and doing this with me today. It's wonderful to have company in the booth and somebody else to come up with the playlist. And, yeah, it's 12:30, folks, and we're going to have one final selection from our very special guest, Sean Richens, and I hope he'll be able to come back in about a month's time and bring one or more of his musical instruments along. And here come Danger Mouse and Black Thought. Don't let your thoughts get too dark. It's sunny and cloudy and more sunny. So, you know, okay, Danger Mouse, Black Thought. Let's go.
picture in flames. My heart was aching. I called Miriam and asked if she could hold me. Drive across the city. I stayed in her yellow room upstairs, window facing east. I slept all alone in bed. Strange as it seems, I wore the bathrobe he gave me last year. I lay with my sorrow, hoping love. Thank you.
go. Living Hour, Winnipeg's own, with a song called Fire Trap that we wanted to listen to right after listening to House on Fire from Kara Luft. Playing both of these local folks. CKUW likes to always bring you the local folks. And got to make sure we do. House on Fire from Darlingford and Fire Trap from Internal Drone Infinity. There was an event the other night. Was that Thursday night too, or Thursday or Friday night? There was a album release for this album. So check them out. Living Hour. That was at the Park Theater, I think. Kara Luft did something at the Public Domain a month or two back where she was talking about her new work and her the next chapter kind of thing. It's she's a great local artist to listen to, and there's so many more, but I wanted to celebrate one anniversary in particular. Last time I was in, 2 weeks ago, and that's right, Temple Tent Revival's going to be every 2 weeks again after being like once a month for the last 8 months or so. Back to every second weekend, and last time I was here, we were talking about records that had gone proverbial diamond. It has to do with how many they've sold. Now, the interesting thing was I looked up that list, those 14 albums that have sold enough to be called diamond sellers in the U.S. market, and some of them have taken 30 or 40 years to get to that position, and others shot up to that position in less time, half as much time, more or less. So it's an interesting way of calculating the success of an album, I guess. But I guess it tells you that people have been listening to these albums. Last time I was in was the anniversary of the release of Led Zeppelin 4, and we listened to The Battle of Evermore. Robert Plant has a new album coming out that seems to be getting a lot of press. So it's not hard to find out about that. And he also talked about his relationship with the Tolkien literature. And so we listened to The Battle Evermore, and because I was in on the 8th and the album had been released on the 8th in 1971, did they say? And in 1968, on this day, November 22nd, the Beatles' White Album was released. Now, there's a lot of tracks, and over the years, because this is like I've been on the air now for 10 years at CKUW, and I've played quite a few tracks from this, because out of the 14 records that were platinum record, or diamond, it's X number times platinum and so on, but this was the only one on the list that I ever had any interest in. So popular as the other 13 are, they just weren't my kind of thing. But this one was absolutely. My brother brought it home when it was released, and inside there were these four beautiful photographs, and I barely recognized the guy. Well, no, because they had looked like that too on Sgt. Pepper's and Magical Mystery Tour and everything. Okay, so it was a question of what to go with. We'll go with the history piece. I think originally I wanted to play one song by each of the Beatles. We're not going to have time because it's now 12:45, and pretty soon Josh will be here. So let's listen to Glass Onion. I think I lost it. Oh, I had it here. What did I do? I'll bring it back up. From 1968, this one was a John Lennon composition. Here we go. History story.
At 29, I feel sick, but I'm just getting started.
Well, that, by the way, is the single from Living Hour's new record. But that's not what we wanted to hear at all right now. I mean, it's great to hear. Let's go with Glass Onion, John Lennon, his mates here from the White Album. The Beatles was its actual name. The history of it is really interesting, but that'd be a lot of talking, so just go to Wikipedia or something. Here we are.
I told you about strawberry fields. You know the
Another clue.
And there you go. A contribution from George and a contribution from John from a very troubled time in the history of the Beatles, but a fantastic album, amazing record. Say no more about it. But what I will say is that there's going to be a... So that was Long, Long, Long and Glass Onion. Oh, by the way, Glass Onion... That there used to be a little restaurant called the Glass Onion backed out onto Market Square. That was the first place after it stopped being the Glass Onion and started turning into other things. That's where I first met Kristen Andrews, who also has been known to be a broadcaster here at CKUW and does so many terrific things and always a lot. So keep an eye out for special events that are happening at Rag Pickers, like drum circles and other things, and special events at Mary Jane's Cooking School, and there's a special event at Market Square. Speaking of Market Square, they're scarf bombing the place today. So if you've got toques, scarves, mitts, things you'd like to put out in the park to be collected by anyone who needs them, that's going on today in Market Square. I was going to look at the events guide, and I didn't, but I know that Tom Waits' birthday is coming up, and Times Change is going to have people playing and singing songs of Tom Waits. So for the rest of the show, why don't we listen to a couple? This one's a bit depressing. It's called In the Neighborhood. It's from Swordfish Trombones. And I chose it because of things that are going on all the time in the neighborhood. And the initiatives, you know, every day I drive past the place where I either drive past or on the bus I pass a place where there used to be encampments. It's the former encampment square. It's now filled with boulders. Yeah. Anyway, so let's listen to In the Neighborhood. I'll let Josh in. And after In the Neighborhood, we'll hear Drunk on the Moon, and that'll be it for Temple Tent Revival, followed by Flex Your Head.
Just
The neighborhood, that's where we are. And once again, the time slips away. Look at that, it's 2 minutes to. We're not going to have time for Drunk on the Moon. And Josh is on the way in, I'm on the way out. Thanks so much for being here. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Hot horse tips on who's running the best.